from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. To strengthen economic cooperation, President Joko Widodo visits South Asian countries. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed no need to worry about election year. Now the news in detail. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will accompany President Joko Widodo to visit 5 countries in Southeast Asia including Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan from 24 to 29 January. In the 4 countries, the President will make a state visit and to India is a walking visit. The main focus of this visit is to enhance economic cooperation. Director of South and Central Asia at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ferdi Pi, said that India is the Indonesian big market and has a huge surplus. In Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, Indonesia trade is a surplus, although the amount is relatively small. With Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, the trade between the two countries can still be strengthened. The focus of the economy will also be strong as we want to establish a stronger trade cooperation, especially with those three countries, namely Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh. In the visit of Bangladeshi Prime Minister in 2017, it's already encouraged with the mutual desire to strengthen trade relations. The possibility of a preferential trade agreement is being explored. Ferdi Pi further explained that with Sri Lanka, cooperation through preferential trade agreement SIMT will also be strengthened. Indonesia and Pakistan have already preferential trade agreement, but cooperation will be enhanced. In addition to strengthen economic cooperation, a visit to Afghanistan boosts Indonesian humanitarian diplomacy. This visit is also part of Indonesian vision to develop stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. On the same occasion, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Armananta Nasir said that the population of 4 Indian, Sri Lankan, Pakistani and Bangladeshi countries is huge, reaching more than 1 billion people. These countries are non-traditional markets of Indonesia. Although the cooperation has been good, many kinds of cooperation will be developed. In India, President Joko Widodo will attend the 25th anniversary of India ASEAN and attend the Indian Republic Day. On the Republic Day, 10 ASEAN heads of state are invited as a guest of honor. President Joko Widodo has asked the financial sector not to adopt a wait-and-see policy because the current economic conditions in Indonesia are conducive to develop businesses. At the 2018 Financial Service Industry Annual Meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday night, he said that if the economy actors are waiting because simultaneous regional head election or pilkada will take place in 2018, they may never take the initiative because there is pilkada every year. The president requested that political affairs be separated from economic and business matters. He also noted to let the election and the economy run side by side. The economy runs in the economic realm and politics plays out in the political sphere. President Joko Widodo also reminded the financial industry, especially the banks, to concentrate on activities beyond simply collecting funds. Otherwise, he emphasized that the bank's debtors will continue to remain in debt. He stated that the government encourages people to connect with the banking system. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has urged the public not to worry about the current political year. noting the government has experience in dealing with general elections, which take place every 5 years. It said on Friday the political years or regional elections are nothing to worry about. He affirmed that the government has experienced them for the past 50 or 60 years. It is nothing extraordinary. A total of 171 regions across Indonesia will conduct elections simultaneously later this year to elect 17 provincial governors and deputy governors, 39 city mayors and deputy mayors, and 115 district heads and deputy heads. Vice President Yusuf Kala also remarked that the election will affect the nation's legislative and presidential elections scheduled for next year. He stated that regional elections are used to be held, but now they are held once a year or every 2 or 3 years. President Joko Widodo believes the commemoration of Indonesia-Japan's 60th diplomatic anniversary should act as an impetus to implement deals that had been agreed upon by the two countries. The statement was released by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi after the president met with the Japanese Prime Minister's special envoy Toshihiro Nikai at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java on Friday. She noted that the president has emphasized since the beginning that the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations with Japan should not be just a ceremonial event. Minister Retno Marsudi also said that during the meeting, Nikai reaffirmed the importance of Indonesia to Japan and Southeast Asian region. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Japan is exploring cooperation with Indonesia on the conservation of Citarum River in West Java as part of a number of project agreements between the two countries. This was stated by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who accompanied President Joko Widodo to receive the special envoy Toshihiro Nikai, sent by Japanese Prime Minister Toshihiro Nikai, along with his delegation at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Friday. Environmental cooperation was among the topics discussed during the bilateral meeting, including the exploration of the conservation of Citarum River, which still needs a separate formulation. Minister Retno Marsudi noted that the Deputy of Japanese Environment Minister will visit Citarum River for a preliminary assessment of conservation cooperation. President Joko Widodo has ordered an immediate revitalization of the longest and largest river in West Java, considering its vital role in upholding the livelihood of the people. The government of Indonesia will hold an Indonesian African Forum in Bali on 10 until 11 April. Director of African Region at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Daniel Simanjuntak, said that in the last year statement of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi pointed out some strategies of Indonesian diplomacy to Africa, one of which is Indonesian African Forum. In the same year, on the sidelines of the G20 meeting, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia would implement the Indonesian African Forum. In a press briefing held on Friday, Daniel Simanjuntak remarked that this forum is an historic event because for the first time, the government more concretely seeks to explore economic cooperation with African countries. The main objective of this forum is to see and discuss improvement of cooperation. In addition, through this forum, hopefully there are some business agreements by state-owned companies or private sectors. Now in the preparation for the Indonesian African Forum, the government cooperates with the private sector, especially with Kadin and BUMN. We try to explore what can be achieved in the Indonesian African Forum. Daniel Simanjuntak further explained that since Indonesia has initiated the Asian African Conference, Indonesia seeks to make more concrete cooperation in the economic field that benefits both Indonesia and Africa. On the same occasion, Foreign Minister spokesman Armanata Nasir explained that the forum becomes one of the focuses of Indonesian diplomacy and the diplomatic work of the Foreign Affairs Ministry this year. The last item. Be Tourist, a tour operator community that cooperates with Wonderful Indonesia and Minister of Tourism to attract foreign tourists coming to Indonesia. This was stated by General Manager of Be Tourist, Riant Patewald, at the Indonesian Heritage Tour event in Kota Tua area West Jakarta more recently.
Sebenarnya cukup erat kerjanya karena kita carry along Wonderful Indonesia.
Actually, our work is quite heavy because we carry along Wonderful Indonesia. Our brand, you know, there is Wonderful Indonesia and there is Pesona Indonesia. We work with Wonderful Indonesia because we are community-based inbound tour operator. So we are special tour operator for inbound focus. So we only serve foreigners. That's why we invite specially foreigners who live here. There are even tourists along also join us. The real tourists, so they do not live here. They only stay for a few days. In addition to cooperating with the Minister of Tourism, B-Tourist also establishes cooperation with SouthEastAsian.com to develop its products and can be easily accessed by foreign tourists who want to come to Asia or Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to the segment of news from across the country, the segment which presents interesting information from all regions of the archipelago in a week. The first story comes from Bandung, West Java. Bandung City currently has a forest walk or a pedestrian facility to enjoy the city's 2-kilometer-long forest park in Babakan Siluwangi and claimed to be the longest path in Southeast Asia. Mayor of Bandung Ridwan Kamil during the inauguration of forest walk in Babakan Siluwangi, Bandung on Wednesday said that forest walk has the world-class concept that is commonly done around the world to enjoy natural beauty with an easy way. The people can walk around or doing sports and selfie photo without having to penetrate the forest. It has a very strategic location because it is close to various tourism objects in Bandung City, such as Cihampelas Mall and Bandung Zoo. It is scheduled that the forest walk will be connected with Cihampelas Skywalk. So the people just walk down the bridge to reach some places of tourism. Ridwan Kamil said to build the forest walk, Bandung City government spent 17 billion rupiah fund in 2 budget years. Next story comes from Denpasar, Bali. Hundreds of Hindus in Denpasar and surrounding areas performed the ritual Banyu Pinaru, or praying to clean themselves, in Sanur Beach, Bali on Tuesday morning. The ritual activity that falls every 420 days began with prayer, called Siwaratri prayer in a number of temples in Bali, and continued by purifying themselves on the springs and beach. Siwaratri rituals generally take place in every temple in Bali, which is attended by most local residents. The 36-hour series of ritual activities, including Bharata or self-control, a number of taboos which should be done, including fasting or upawasa, staying up all night or jagra, and not talking or mona brata. Among the prohibition, the people performed 3 prayers together at 6 p.m., 12 p.m., and 6 a.m. All 3 taboos must be implemented in order to behave well and speak politely. Last story comes from Nunukan, North Kalimantan. Governor of North Kalimantan, Irianto Lambrie, hoped that N-219 Nurtanio aircraft can be operated in 2019 to serve flights in the border areas of Indonesia with Malaysia. The governor's expectation is also aimed to confirm the desire of the provincial government of North Kalimantan to have their own aircraft for people's air transport operation who live in the border and remote areas. Through his written message, Governor Irianto Lambrie stated on Monday for the Sheikh of People's Air Transportation Services in the region, the procurement of domestic-made aircraft is very appropriate. He asserted the provincial government needs to move quickly in realizing the availability of air transport in the area in overcoming transportation problem experienced by people in the border area. Governor Irianto Lambria also said he will immediately form a small team led by Assistant to Saiful Herman to accelerate negotiations with PT Dirgantara Indonesia. He also hoped there will be immediately done the signing a purchasing contract with PT Dirgantara Indonesia in April 2018 for one unit of N219. That was today's news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia. While we start for an event on January 20, 1996, Arafat was elected as President of Palestine National Authority. Yasser Arafat is a leader of Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. He was selected as President of Palestine National Authority in general election by Ektomin 88.1 votes. Therefore, Arafat has authority in two small areas in Palestine, Gaza Strip and the West Bank. The Western media called the election as the best democratic presidential election for Palestine nation, whereas the fact shows that more than 2 million refugees outside the occupied area, which was majority group of Palestine, were not allowed to cast their voting rights by the Zionist regime. The next event was in 2009 when Barack Obama was installed as the 44th President of the United States. Barack Hussein Obama became the President of the United States on January 20, 2009, replacing George Walker Bush. Earlier, Obama was General Senator from Illinois and won presidential general election on November 4, 2008. He is the first African-American descendant who served as the President of the United States. In 2009, Obama was proclaimed as the winner of the Nobel Prize for Peace because he promoted international diplomacy to solve international problems. And the last event was in 2001 when the President of Philippines, Joseph Estrada, was ousted from his post due to corruption scandal. Joseph Ejercito Estrada served as the 13th President of the Philippines from June 30, 1998 to January 20, 2001. He served as a mayor of San Juan for 17 years. He also became senator for one period, then he was Vice President of the Philippines under the Governor President Fidel Ramos. Estrada's term of service as president was short time due to corruption scandal which involved himself, sticking out in October 2000, when a politician claimed that Estrada has received bribery worth millions of US dollars. In November, the Philippines Senate held an impeachment session, but it was cancelled after some senators blocked evidence. On January 20, 2001, Estrada was ousted amid mass protests and Vice President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo became president. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia, a big player in railway manufacturing. Coordinating Minister for Marine Affairs Luhut Panjaitan with Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, Head of Technology Assessment and Application Unggul Priyatno and other officials paid a working visit to PT Industri Kereta Api or INKA, the Indonesian Railway Industry in Madiun on Thursday. This visit is a follow-up of the Government Light Rail Transit Project in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, and Bekasi, or abbreviated Jabodebek. President Director of PT INKA, Budi Noviantoro, in his report expressed his gratitude for the support of the Coordinating Minister of Maritime. He stated that the signing of this cooperation established synergy among governor-owned enterprises supporting PT INKA. Budi Noviantoro said next week PT INKA will sign a contract with the Philippines. The company will also participate in a tender in Thailand. In his speech, the Coordinating Minister of Maritime, Luhut Panjaitan, also boasted that PT INKA is the work of Indonesians. He affirmed Indonesia's determination to use domestic production. In the working visit to PT INKA, Minister Luhut, together with Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, witnessed the signing of a contract between PT INKA and several partners. After the working visit, Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto stated that Indonesia is one of the largest railway equipment manufacturing industry players in Southeast Asia. The domestic railway industry product has been able to fulfill domestic market orders, even abroad, especially to developing countries and regional areas. Minister Erlangga said it will continue to spur the national railway industry in order to dominate the domestic market and increasingly play a role in the supply chain of the railway industry for global markets. With the need for considerable railway development, the railway support industry is a priority and strategic to be developed so that the involvement of local industries can be maximized. Erlangga said that domestic supporting industries and components are now able to produce about 70% of the total requirement of national railway components, including the railway frame. He hopes that in the next 2 or 3 years, the railway industry can provide up to 80% of the total domestic demand. State-owned companies that have been supplying rail components, including PT Pindad for brakes, PT Land for signaling, PT Barata for bogies, and PT Krakatau Steel for steel raw materials. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on Indonesia, a big player in railway manufacturing. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will accompany President Joko Widodo to visit 5 countries in Southeast Asia, including Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan from 24 to 29 January. President Joko Widodo has asked the financial sector not to adopt a wait-and-see policy because the current economic conditions in Indonesia are conducive to developed businesses. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has urged the public not to worry about the current political year, noting the government has experience in dealing with general elections, which take place every 5 years. President Joko Widodo believes that the commemoration of Indonesia-Japan's 60th diplomatic anniversary should act as an impetus to implement deals that had been agreed upon by the two countries. Japan is exploring cooperation with Indonesia on the conservation of Citarum River in West Java as part of a number of project agreements between the two countries. The government of Indonesia will hold an Indonesian African Forum in Bali on 10 until 11 April. Director of African Region at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Daniel Simanjunta, said that in the last year's statement of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi pointed out some strategies of Indonesian diplomacy to Africa, one of which is Indonesian African Forum. BTourist is a tour operator community that cooperates with Wonderful Indonesia and Minister of Tourism to attract foreign tourists coming to Indonesia. This was stated by General Manager of BTourist, Riant Patiwild, at the Indonesian Heritage Tour event in Kota Tua area, West Jakarta, more recently. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Gayo, typical instrument from Aceh, namely Teganing. Stay tuned. Listener, Gayo is one of tribes which occupies at highland of Gayo in central Aceh. The territory of Gayo tribe includes Benar Meriah, Aceh Tengah, and Gayo Lewis Regency. Gayo people, especially who live in central Aceh and Benar Meriah Regency, have traditional instrument, namely Teganing. Teganing instrument is made from selected bamboo with 1 until 1.10 meters long. The segment of the bamboo which is usually created as teganing must be quite long, with diameter quite big and mature. Before being made as teganing, the bamboo is soaked for several days in trench, then the bamboo is dried under sunlight. Then the bamboo is given elongated hole called kekepak by gouging out the outer bamboo shell extensively so that it acts as strings, as many as 3 until 4 strings, and cannot be separated from the bamboo. The sound of the strings can be set in accordance to the functions as canang, momong, and gong, the which is put to separate the string and the bamboo. The ganing is played by being beaten with pegul or stick to the string with the right hand, and the left hand hit the body of the ganing. Listener, in the past, teganing was played by beberu or girls of Gayoto who spent their time while protecting rice, which is dried so that chickens or birds do not eat the rice. But now, Gayo girls rarely play teganing while waiting for rice. Teganing is played to accompany Gayo dance. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Teganing, Gayo typical instrument from Aceh. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a special segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, technology, environment, and lifestyle. Topic for today is Tangerang Great Sale 2018. Stay tuned. Tangerang City is located in Banten Province, just west of Indonesia's capital city, Jakarta. Tangerang is the largest city in Banten Province and the third largest after Jakarta and Bekasi in the so-called Jabodetabek area. Cities adjacent to Jakarta, which consists of Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi. In order to commemorate the city's 25th anniversary that falls on February 28, the city government once again will hold Tangerang Great Sale. As in previous years, there will be a lot of attractive discounts in the shopping center or malls. Head of Industry and Trade Office of Tangerang City, Agus Sugiono, said that Tangerang Great Sale is a routine event held to celebrate the anniversary of Tangerang City. This year, Tangerang City will be held from February 15 until March 11, followed by 12 shopping centers and 38 retails. Slightly different from the previous years, this year, Tangerang Great Sale also involves 15 hotels and restaurants, which will provide discounts. Tangerang Great Sale activities, according to Agus, besides to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Tangerang City, is also meant to attract tourists to the city of Tangerang to increase economic growth of Tangerang City. Listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic Tangerang Great Sale 2018. We'll see you again with another interesting topic. Bye!
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Adera. To initiate our segment for today, let's listen to a song entitled Lebih Indah. Enjoy the song!
Ooh.
dekatku. Bunga cinta bermekaran dalam jiwaku. Kan ku petik satu untukmu dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku setinggi angkasa membuatku merasa sempurna dan membuatku untuk menjalani hidup berdua denganmu selama-lamanya. Kaulah yang terbaik untukku. Ku percayakan seluruh hatiku padamu. Kasihku satu janjiku, kaulah yang terakhir bagiku. Oh, 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 oh. Udah kau hadir merubah segala.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Lebih Indah, sung by Adera. Adera Prabu Lantip Trengginas, or well-known Adera, is a male singer who was born in Jakarta, January 6, 1986. He has begun his career since 2011 through his debut album entitled Lebih Indah. One of his hit song is Lebih Indah. The song, which has nice lyric and is accompanied by acoustic guitar, directly attracted Indonesian music lovers. Since releasing this song, Adera has responded positively and offered to perform on on-air and off-air stage. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Catatan Kecil. Happy listening!
Damai di dunia, bahagialah dengan apa yang kau punya. Walau hatimu merasa semua belum sempurna, sebenarnya kita sudah cukup semuanya. Bila dunia membuatmu kecewa semua cita-citamu tertunda, percayalah segalanya telah diatur semesta agar kita mendapatkan yang terindah. Impianmu terbangkanlah tinggi, tapi selalu pijakkan kaki di bumi. Senyumlah kembali, bahagiakan hari ini. Buatlah hatimu bersinar lagi. Bila ingin lebih damai di dunia, berbagilah bahagia yang telah kau punya. Sempurna karena kau hidup dengan seutuhnya. pijakkan kaki di bumi. Senyumlah kembali, bahagiakan hari ini. Buatlah hatimu bersinar lagi. Bila ingin lebih damai di dunia, berbagilah bahagia yang telah kau punya. Segalanya telah diatur semesta agar kita mendapatkan yang terindah. Kini hatimu terasa semua lebih sempurna karena kau hidup dengan seutuhnya.
Listener, you still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Adera. The name of Adera in Indonesian music industry keeps skyrocketing. It is because Adera has been introduced with music since a little boy. He is a son of Indonesian legendary ballad singer Ebit Gade. There are many things that Adera wants to inherit from his father, Ebit Gade. One of them is musical career, which is quite successful. But Adera does not want to rely on his father's name. He wants to play music with his own style and does not want to be called Ebit Gade's successor. According to Adera, he is only a new singer and he lacks of experience and ability like his father. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Bahagia Bersamamu and Melukis Bayangmu. Selamat mendengarkan and sampai jumpa.
Membiarkan hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara cara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita. Hatiku hilang di dasar samudra cinta. Ku temukan kembali saat kau menyinari hidupku. Bagiku kaulah yang membuat dunia indah, mewarnai hari-hariku. Sempurnalah jiwaku bahagia bersamamu. Na 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 na. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Pada satu masa ketika ku menemukan cinta, saat itu kehadiranmu memberi arti bagi hidupku. Saat ini kita sudah tak bersama lagi, ada satu yang ku rindu, kehangatan cinta dalam pelukanmu. Oh, biarkan bayangmu, karena semua mungkin akan sirna bagai rembulan sebelum fajar tiba. Kau selalu ada walau tersimpan
World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
tiup angin dingin gunung, mencoba mencari arah untuk dapatkan keindahannya. Saat hatiku bergetar keras, ingin mengerti arti ucapmu. Air mataku mencari noda hitam dalam jiwaku. Mungkinkah aku yang salah yang tak dapat membuatmu bahagia? Haruskah semua menjadi nyata? Saat hatiku bergetar keras, ingin mengerti arti ucapmu. Air mataku mencari noda hitam dalam jiwaku. Mungkinkah aku yang salah yang tak dapat membuatmu bahagia? Haruskah aku mengalah, membiarkan semua menjadi nyata?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Andai saja waktu itu tak kutunda, untuk ungkapkan si hati kepadanya. Mungkin dia jadi milikku, bahagiakan hariku. Oh, tetapi kenyataan tak begitu. Di saat ku mencoba merajut kata dan berharap
jadi sempurna. Tiba-tiba ada yang lain yang mencuri hatinya, hilang sudah kesempatanku dengannya. Terlambat sudah semua kali ini, yang ku inginkan tak lagi sendiri. Bila esok mentari sudah berganti, kesempatan itu terbuka kembali. Kali ini jangan sampai semua ulang kembali. Keraguan dalam hatiku harus ku buang jauh bila ingin mendapatkan yang.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.